Hiya, Fred.
Hi, hi, Bonnie. Tonight's the night. The Water Buffalo's annual bowling tournament. I can hardly wait to throw out that first ball.
Hey, then why are you working? When you get through with those bushes, you'll be too bush to bowl.
Bonnie, this is the perfect exercise to get those thumb muscles in shape.
Very nice. Oh, very nice.
Flintstone trademark, high style and everything.
Why don't you get that Gazoo character to do this for you?
Hey, I've had enough of him and his magic stuff. I hope he's going back to whatever planet he came from. Gazoo is a nut.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. You boys need any magic?
Yeah, just one. Vanish. Nobody needs you.
I hear you're going bowling tonight. Your wife know about it?
My wife's got nothing to do with it.
You're forgetting something.
I'm not forgetting anything. Just vanish, will you?
Okay, dum-dum. Don't say I didn't tell you.
What was he trying to say, Fred?
Oh, nothing. He don't know nothing.
Hi, Fred. Barney. Well, how do you like it?
Like what?
My new hairdo, silly.
Oh, that. If you needed a haircut, why didn't you ask me? If I can do a hedge, I can do you.
Why so dolled up, Wilma?
The Women's Club violin recital's tonight. Now, don't stay out here too long, Fred. We have to leave in an hour. I'll lay out your tuxedo.
Oh, no. The violin recital. I forgot all about it.
Ha, ha. And likewise, ho, ho. I tried to tell you, pal.
Oh, beat it, will you?
A violin recital. You'll love it.
Scram!
Lots more fun than bowling. You put on your tight tux and sit in a stuffy room with a bunch of long-haired squares.
Hey, Fred, now you and Wilma both have a new hairdo for tonight.
It ain't funny.
Peace, friend. I want to help you. That's my mission around here. First, your hair back. Next, about the bowling.
Beat it, will you? I'll handle it. I'll just go in and tell Wilma I will not go to any violin recital because I am going bowling.
Look, you can bowl some other time. Why not take Wilma to the recital?
What are you, a troublemaker? Scram.
Fred, you got him mad. Now what are you going to do about bowling tonight?
Relax, Barney. I will think of something. The mastermind is at work.
Yeah, and I bet his head hurts.
Fred, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing, Wilma. Nothing at all.
Fred, tell me.
Oh, just a headache, I guess.
You better lie down.
All right, just for a minute.
You were okay just a while ago. What happened?
Oh, all that hot sun out there.
If he thinks it's hot out there, he ought to try this.
But I'm still going with you to the violin recital tonight, even if it's the last thing I ever do. Oh.
We're staying home.
We're staying home?
Well, I couldn't leave you alone feeling like this.
Oh, but you've got to go.
Now, don't be brave just for me.
I'm not being brave. Now, listen, Wilma. You go out tonight and enjoy yourself. That's all that matters is your happiness.
Boy, you did get a lot of sun. I'll bring the ice.
Fred, is the bowling game still on?
Absolutely. Leave it to the old mastermind.
Uh-oh, Wilma.
Oh, I do hate to miss the recital, though. An old school chum of mine is in town. We could have all gone together.
Yeah, too bad. Wilma, did you say old school chum?
Mm-hmm. Wilbur Terwilligerock. He was our class poet. Oh, he's quite a musician himself. Oh, I know he'd love the recital.
Well, Wilma, that settles it. You go with Wilbur to who's this?
But...
I'll be fine, really. And since you have a new hairdo and a new dress...
And you don't mind my going out with another man?
Oh, come on, Wilbur. I'm a mature grown-up. There's not a jealous bone in my body.
Hey, Fred. Wilma. Hey, what's it?
What's it look like? A block of ice.
Whoa. Bet he never hit me with anything like that.
Fred has a terrible headache.
Oh, gee, that's tough. I guess you don't feel much like bowling, huh, Fred?
Wilma, precious, would you get me some of those headache pills?
Yes, dear.
You knucklehead, I'm faking the headache to get out of the violin recital.
Well, is it working?
Like a charm. Wilma's going out with some poet friend of hers. And get the name, Wilbur Terwilligerock. When you see a blade, you pick me up.
Yeah, right, Fred.
Yep, the old mastermind has done it again. We got a whole glorious night ahead of setting them up and knocking them down.
Do you have everything you'll need, honey?
Yeah, absolutely, dear.
Oh, that must be Wilbur. Will you let him in, Fred? Tell him I'm almost ready.
With pleasure, honey. Dear, cute little Wilbur, the egghead poet.
Good evening. I'm Wilbur Terwilligerock.
Oh, no.
May I come in?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm Fred Flintstone, Wilma's husband. She is married, you know.
How nice. Got a headache?
No. You mean this. I'm beginning to.
Mind if I sit down? Thank you.
No, go right ahead. My wife Wilma tells me you're an old school chum.
That's right. Used to carry her books to school. In fact, when we were young, our parents thought that Wilma and I, well, you know how parents are.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, you're going to the recital with Wilma, my wife.
Looking forward to it. She's a very attractive woman.
Oh, well, I don't know.
She was the prettiest girl in our class. Dear old Cupcake.
Cupcake?
That was my pet name for her.
Your pet? Would you excuse me?
Wilbur here?
Yeah, he's here.
Well, tell him I'll be right out.
Oh, no hurry, dear.
How do I look, Fred?
You know, honey, I'm not sure that dress is exactly right for a violin recital.
But it's the latest style. An original Oracassini from Paris.
Now, this is more like it, and it'll be warmer for you. Those concert halls, you know, are always drafty.
Oh, silly. The women's club has the latest in air rock heat conditioning.
Yeah, they would. What's that?
Oh, that must be Wilbur. Oh, he's so talented. Don't you think so, dear?
Yeah. You know, honey, I was just thinking, we've been married now 10 years.
Not quite. 9 and a half.
Well, closer to 10 than 9.
Yes, I suppose so. What's the point?
Close to 10 happy years. Very happy years. Remember that.
Remember to tell Wilbur I'll be ready in a jiffy.
Oh, boy. It's funny, Wilma and I were just talking about how time flies.
Really?
Yep. We've been married now 10 happy years.
9 and a half. I remember the wedding invitation.
Well, closer to 10 than 9. And by the way, you married?
No.
Must be awful dull for a bachelor to take out a married woman.
Matter of fact, I find them far more interesting.
You do. excuse me. Now, lipstick, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, with your natural coloring, you know, you don't really need any.
Oh, you're sweet. Would you hand me the perfume, dear? Wilbur must be getting impatient.
Purple passion. Guaranteed? Sweetheart, you don't want to wear this stuff.
Why not?
Oh, it just doesn't match up with your belt.
Oh, Fred, how would you know? A man.
Honeybun, you know that spotted link stole you've been wanting so long? I'm gonna buy that for you first thing in the morning.
Why, darling, how nice.
You're entitled after 10 happy years.
For the last time, it's 9 and a half.
She'll be just a minute longer. You know, makeup takes a little longer every year. Cigarette?
No, thanks. Never got the habit. All those years in training.
Training?
For the Olymp Rocks.
You were in the Olymp Rocks?
Weightlifting.
Weightlifting? Well, if you're in training, I guess you'll have to be home early.
The season's over. I can dance till the sun comes up.
Yeah, but it ain't a dance. It's a recital.
There's dancing afterward in the Rose Garden. Should be nice. There's a full moon tonight, you know.
Full moon. Excuse me. At what time do you suppose you'll be home, dear?
Oh, I don't know. 12? 12:30?
Let's say 12.
It might be a little later. We won't be leaving till 12.
Now, all right. It's 7 miles at 30 miles an hour. That's 14 minutes. Make it 15. That puts you back here at 12:15.
I suppose so.
Not that it makes the slightest difference to me, honey, but it's good to know in case anyone calls for you. I can say that you'll be back at 12:15.
Nobody will be calling, Fred.
Ooh! I don't want you to give it a thought, dear, but I'll be here with my splitting headache. You just have a lot of fun and forget how sick and alone I'll be.
You are sweet. Wilbur, how nice to see you.
You're lovelier than ever, Cupcake.
Oh, you haven't changed a bit. Oh, you did meet my husband, didn't you, Tiger?
Yes, we met. Tiger?
My pet name for Wilbur. Used to call him Tiger because he always growled at me.
Just a joke.
I haven't seen you since Fred and I were married. How long has it been?
10 happy years.
9 and a half. We better be going, Cupcake.
Right, Tiger. See you later, Fred.
12:15.
Nice meeting you, Tubby. Hope you feel better.
Oh, yes, Tiger. Oh, what a dream car.
It's my brand new imported Rockerari special.
So, that was Wilma's poet friend, Alfred. And did you get a load of that car? Oh, he must be doing all right, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, that perfume is really something.
Yeah. Come on, let's go to the bowling alley.
Better hand it to you, Fred, you old mastermind, you.
Don't remind me.
Oh, but you really outdid yourself tonight.
Don't remind him. That's just what he's afraid of.
Now watch this, Fred. The old rubble rocket. A strike. Okay, boy. Set him up.
I know my job, bub. Just keep your shirt on. I only got 8 hands.
Well, there are only 10 pins.
Your turn, Fred.
Huh?
It's your turn.
Oh, yeah, sure. My turn.
Hey, well, wait for the pin setter, Fred.
Whoops. Come on, Flintstone. You're holding up the game.
Ah, pipe down.
What's the matter, Fred? Still worried about Wilma?
I'm not even thinking about it.
Okay, then bowl.
You stay out of it. Whoops.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, fella. There was an accident.
That happens again, and you're gonna be an accident. Oh, brother.
Hey, Fred, if you don't feel like bowling, I understand. You're worried about Wilma.
Nah, Bon, why should I worry?
Oh, maybe you're right, Fred. Still, it ain't every day a man loses his wife, you know.
Look, let's get something straight. I am not losing Wilma. She'd never leave me. And stop reminding me.
I don't know, Fred, that Wilma's a good-looking guy.
Will you shut up? I know my own wife, right?
Right, Fred. But so do I.
Look, you saw Wilbur. If you were a woman, who would you pick, me or him? Well?
It depends, Fred.
Depends on what?
Whether you want an honest answer or the word of a man who's trying to avoid a punch in the nose.
Are you saying you'd pick Wilbur over me?
Well, frankly, Fred, neither one of you is really my type. Of course, if I had to make a choice, it'd be you. Yeah, but you always said I had no taste.
Oh, no, not again. I give up. I give up.
You were right, Bon. My mind is on Wilma and that Wilbur character.
Well, I wouldn't worry, Fred. After all, you and Wilma have been married 9.5 years.
Closer to 10.
Yeah, closer to 10. She knows what you've done for her and what she can expect in the future. Knowing all this, what more can Wilma possibly represent when she's dancing in his arms?
Wilma, don't leave me! I'm coming!
Did you ever see such a perfect couple? Just like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And isn't he the most handsome thing you ever saw? Ooh, she's such a lucky girl.
I don't get it, Bon. What could Wilma see in him?
Well, apart from his curly hair, cleft chin, magnificent physique, devastating good looks, charming personality and talent, I don't know.
Somehow I gotta show him up.
But how?
Need some help, Dum-Dum?
Gazoo!
In the, if you'll pardon the expression, spirit?
Say, maybe we can get some use out of you after all. You see that big phony in there dancing with Wilma? The guy with the big smile?
You mean that handsome brute?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, shut up, Barney. I'll tell him. Gazoo, I want to show him up. Now, he probably can't do anything besides a waltz. So, speed up the music. Some hot modern stuff, huh?
But you see, Dum-Dum...
Just do as I tell you, will you? He'll be tripping over his feet.
Okay, Dum-Dum.
Watch this, Bobby.
Beautiful, beautiful. Ooh, that lucky girl.
Oh, what a handsome couple.
Great.
Look at him with that big, confident smile.
I tried to warn you.
Oh, he's nothing but a big show-off.
Oh, come on, Fred. You're getting all worked up.
I got a right to be. How would she like it if I was out with another woman? Wait a minute. That's it. I'll give her a taste of her own medicine. I'll let her see me out with another woman.
Oh, brother, here we go.
Sure, when she realizes she may be losing me, she'll drop old Tiger Boy like a hot potato.
But where are you going to get another woman?
And you do it?
Elementary, my dear Dum-Dum.
No, Fred, but really, I ain't your type.
Do it. Dress him up like a girl.
Voila, a beautiful... Yeah. Well, you can't win them all.
From here on, you are not Bonnie, you're Barbara.
Oh, Fred, please, I don't want to be your date.
Just for a little while, Barn. I mean, Barbara. Come on. And look, when we go inside, make a big fuss over me right in front of Wilma, huh?
All right, but my heart won't be in it.
The things I have to do. Why couldn't I be a dentist?
Now remember, you're an old school friend who just came into town and you are crazy about me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, let's go. There, there's Wilma. Now remember, we want to make her jealous. Lay it on thick.
Yes, dear.
Oh, that's pretty good, Barbara, honey. Oh, hi, Wilma, Wilbur.
Fred, I thought you were ill.
No, I got over it when Barbara here called. She's an old schoolmate of mine visiting Bedrock. Barbara, this is my wife, and Wilbur Terwilligerock.
Hello.
Charmed.
Yeah, when we were kids, our folks figured we'd get hitched one day. Isn't that right? Poopsie?
Yeah.
Poopsie.
Shall we dance, you great big dreamboat?
Yes, Poopsie.
Dreamboat?
Now, let's dance up a storm. That should really get her. Okay, she's watching by. Now, let's pour it on.
That was great, Fred and Barbara. Just wonderful.
Now let's us show them, Cupcake.
I'd love to.
It didn't work, Bonnie. She's too far gone on him. Oh, come on. Let's go home.
Home? You're not going to take me out for a malted or anything? Oh, you're no fun at all on a date, Fred.
Oh, cut that out. Come on.
Yeah, some dreamboat.
Well, thanks anyway, Bon.
Yeah, okay, Fred. Hey, I can't go home like this.
Oh, yeah. Ka-choo!
Now what?
Switch him back.
Okay.
Hey, that's better.
The whole thing's my fault. Lying and thinking only of myself. Just like Zeus said. And now I've lost her.
That's sure tough, Fred.
Only I had another chance, I'd never lie to Wilma again, but...
Uh-oh.
Hey, maybe Gazoo can...
Nobody can, and I deserve it.
Fred!
Wilma! But I thought you...
When you left, I had Wilbur take me home as fast as he could drive. Oh, he is really such a bore.
Oh, gosh, I'm so glad, Wilma. There's something I want to get off my chest. He's a bore?
Worse than that. He brags all the time. The Olymp rocks, dance trophies. Oh, I can't stand that in a man. Now, what did you want to tell me, dear?
Just that earlier. The truth is, I lied about my headache so you would go to the recital without me and and then I could go bowling.
Oh?
And then when Wilbur showed up and... You really didn't like Wilbur?
Not in the least. Go on.
Well, you never should have gone and left me alone.
I'm sorry, Fred. I was being selfish.
Well, we'll forget it this time.
You're sweet, Fred.
I know, Wilma, I know. But remember, don't let it happen again.
No, dear.
I'm going for a piece of Rockleberry pie before I turn in.
Yes, dear.
Hey, what's the big idea?
You had that coming, Dum-Dum, for acting like such a knucklehead to a sweet girl like Wilma.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something. You're right. I deserved it. And I'm going to march right back in, and I'm going to apologize to Wilma this minute.
Maybe there's hope for you yet.
You know something, old pal? You're a pretty good guy after all.
So are you, Dum-Dum. So are you.
Time. We'll have a gay old time.